Nashville police will soon have a place to drop off people in a mental health crisis who haven't committed a serious crime. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports construction begins this week on the city's first jail diversion program for the mentally ill.
It's an experiment that Metro Police are eager to launch. Currently, it can take all day transporting someone from booking to General Hospital and perhaps elsewhere, all for someone who might just be a danger to himself or off his medication and causing trouble. Deputy Chief Damian Huggins says it keeps officers from responding to other calls.
It's gone on for, you know, multiple shifts before. I think most anybody that's done this job long enough has sat through that. So this is going to be a great help, but not just to the police department.
These are people who might get arrested 50 times a year. Huggins says it's clear that jail isn't helping. This facility is supposed to be a fix, sort of an emergency room for the mentally ill. It's a collaboration. Most of the funding comes from a state grant, with some matching money put forward by the city and by the Mental Health Cooperative, which will run the 12-bed program. Davidson County Sheriff Darren Hall spoke at the groundbreaking.
This is what we should be doing. This is what the IT City should have been doing long ago.
Hall is building his own larger jail diversion facility downtown for people who do have to be arrested. The program would still give them an option to commit to treatment and sidestep any charges. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.